Music Radio 77.com.
CBS FM, this is your main man, Jake Bubby, on a Saturday afternoon at 101.1. Let me retitle this whole weekend, okay? It's Jack Spector and the reunion of the rock and roll radio greats. I got to get top billing here. Dan Ingram's going to be back to make me crazy a little bit later on. He did it for 20 years. Why should he stop now, right? Anyway, it is a gorgeous day. It's a gorgeous weekend here on CBS FM. Pleasure for me to be back. Whole lot of calls. Before I even said hello to you, I got a call from a guy named Dennis Frank, who lives over in New Jersey, but works here in New York, so you want to be nice to this guy. He's with the IRS, and he does audits. Be very nice to this man. He called up, says he loves the weekend. He says, Jakey Booby, I love you, and happy to hear you back on CBS FM. Hey, I spent 10 delightful years at this radio station. Also want to say hi to I think it's Edie Day. She didn't give a last name, but she's over in Jersey City and used to bug me on Saturday night. Well, not bug me. Yes, you did, Edie. Anyway, for requests, and she says love to Jake and the guys. Also, Buzzy Lubitz over in Babylon, Long Island. He says he enjoys the weekend. Is it really 1989? Yeah, it is. Love to Dan, love to Ron and to Jack. I know Chuck Leonard's going to be back in later on, making me nuts. Lundy will be back. Hey, there's free food. Any place has free food, Lundy is bound to appear. Anyway, I am delighted to be here. It's going to be a super weekend. We've been visiting and kibitzing with the guys. I'm going to hang in with Bruce here tonight and with Hal Jackson, and I'm sure the guys are doing the same right here. We have a whole lot of, so many people are calling up. It is unbelievable the amount, the response. Now, I remember this 5 years ago, and again, I suppose what made the weekend 5 years ago, I think Joe McCoy, who is the program director here at CBS FM, was worried that, the guys at ABC and the guys at MCA, we were competitors for all those years, true. But we respected each other's abilities. Didn't know why we couldn't really knock them off, and they couldn't figure out why they couldn't really knock us off. So we coexisted through the 60s into the 70s. And we got lucky. We became friends. That's what happened with us. Became friends. As a matter of fact, the earphones I'm wearing right now are a gift. He doesn't know it yet, but Dan Ingram gave them to me about 6 or 7 years ago, and they're great. Thank you, Dan. Your contribution is gratefully accepted. We'll continue here at CBS FM and reminisce a little bit. I know up until this point you've heard nothing but tall stories and lies. From now on, you're going to hear the truth, baby. Cheapskates don't buy. I used to say that about O'Brien all the time. As I used to say, Joe O'Brien has a drinking problem. He never buys. It's terrible. Anyway, the Four Seasons, of course. I think I just fell in love. I can't believe. What did you guys come up with that? The Good Guys made an album. I forget what label. United Artists. That was the label. We did it. Obviously, it didn't sell. All you had to do was listen to that last minute and 40 seconds of dreariness. But the guy who did How About Them Beans, I'm ashamed it was me. They wanted a guy who could sound dumb. They said, Jake, you're the part. It's typecasting. And I did that line. And it's just a pleasure to hear that again. I don't know about a pleasure, but it was nice to hear it again. Let me acknowledge some phone calls that have come in here over in the Bronx. Mrs. Becker said, I make her feel 20 years younger. That's because you are, sweetheart. Also in Greenwich, Connecticut, Kevin, he says, Jake, great show. Wait, it gets worse. And Raymond out in Montauk. Wow, he loves this weekend in Middle Village. Anything, Jack Spector, I miss you, Sock Hops. Hey, me too. And also in New Jersey, is this William Johnson? I guess it is. Hi, Jack, just got engaged to Nancy, and she calls him Booby. That's right, everybody's called Booby on this show. Let's go. This is something that Georgie girl. Remember this song by The Seekers? This is when Lynn Redgrave, who was in that movie, weighed a few pounds more. Wake up already, Georgia girl. That's The Seeker. Those were them were a bunch of guys. I don't know who. It's 14 minutes past 3 o'clock.
Jack.
I got to read this, Ingram, because
okay.
A guy called in.
Yeah.
He called in from KLOU in St. Louis.
KLOU?
Mike McCann is his name, and he says, Dan.
Yeah.
It shows you what they know out there. He says, St. Louis still speaks of you highly.
Oh. I worked at WIL out there.
I know you did. You were out there with Ron.
Ron was known as
Gary.
The wild child in those days.
He was?
He was the wild child.
Before he gained a pound or two.
No, what happened was this: the competition put an ad in the paper that said the wild child is coming to KMOX or whatever station it was, and they spelled it W-I-L, apostrophe, and our program director said, he's going on the air tonight at 7 o'clock, we're going on the air tonight with Ron Lundy at 6 o'clock, and he's going to be called the real wild child.
You just reminded me of something, Ingram. There was a time in this town, I guess it was WNBC, when they came with another guy named Lundy. Was it Steve Lundy?
Steve Lundy, yeah.
And they started taking ads out, the only Lundy you'll ever need.
Oh, yes.
I think they made a mistake.
They made an enormous mistake with if you remember, there's a disc jockey with a beard who shall remain nameless who sent a tombstone to Cousin Brucey when he went on the air in the evening. It says, Cousin Brucey's days are numbered.
Sure.
Wolfman
a
Jack
lot,
is
he
in
knows.
Town. Remember
that's
him?
Right. Yeah, let me acknowledge some of the, because the calls, really, they're just falling off the walls here. Let's see, over in Bensonhurst, Basil Leon, a big fan of Dan's, and these are leftover calls. Why am I reading your calls, Dan? Because I'm a nice fellow. I'm a good guy. That's
so
why.
Many people
yes.
call. There's
and at Elmont, Chris, if Ron Lundy was the Night Stalker, you mentioned something about that.
He was the wild child.
The wild child. And this one says, Jake, really enjoy your show.
When your smile grows up.
Newsday and New York Newsday.
It is 19 past 3, and this is Jack Spector and the reunion of the Rock and Roll Radio Greats weekend. And, hey, I would be remiss. I got to mention this because she called in. During the heyday, I suppose, of WMCA and the good guys, our music director was a guy named Joe Bogart, and his daughter's name is Judy. And apparently whoever took this call said, you saved her. It sounds great, doesn't it? You saved her at a Four Seasons concert. Not really. What it was Bert Knapp, who was our newscaster at the WMCA. Bert was the president or a member of a club they called the Dad's Club at East Meadow High School. And we put on a show there to raise some funds. And we had at the show, we had the Four Seasons in concert at the high school. I guess it was in the gymnasium. And we also had Tom Jones. Tom Jones, in those days, before the nose job, wore a ponytail. Yes, he did. And there was a crush, and there were so many kids. I don't know how many were there. Just an awful lot of people. And Judy, I believe, had a problem with asthma, and she just couldn't breathe. And I could see she was in distress. And being a noble kid from Brooklyn, I picked Judy up and carried her outside where she'd get some fresh air. And she says, oh, thank you, kind sir. I remember the incident very well, Judy, and I love you, and I saw your dad the other night. He looks fantastic, and I hope your mom, Sally, is fine.
The Radio Greats, all weekend long on 101 CBS FM.
Oh, Johnny Mathis on CBS FM 101.1. Look at me, Misty. 1959 gold. There's Lou Christie. Baby, I'm going to make you mine. This is Jake on CBS FM 101.1 at 26 after 3 on this Saturday afternoon. And just into a great weekend, the reunion of the Rock and Roll Radio Greats. I have been remiss. Means I goofed. I didn't give a phone number here. If you'd like to call, and we would like to hear from you, it's a freebie. Hey, why not? What's it going to cost you? Nothing. The number is 1-800-367-1101. We would like to hear from you. 1-800-367-1101.
From time to time when the city...
I got a call here from Staten Island from a guy named Vincent Polina, who remembers that some years ago on WMCA, I had a little contest. We used to call it the Hanky Panky Word Bird Contest. And he won $5.70, a lot of money. Anyway, he's a cosmetician, and he said a cosmetician is a face... He's not a cosmetician. He said a cosmetician is a face ace. I remember a winner I had once, and they said, you can't do that, but we did it. I insisted. Somebody wrote me, and they won $5.70 for this one. A brassiere, and they said, you can't say brassiere. I said, why not? But they said, a brassiere is an over-the-shoulder boulder holder. That was in those days. Hey, they allowed it. I got away with it. Again, the phone number, 1-800-367-1101. We are delighted to hear from you.
The Rock Reunion, CBS FM.
The king of rock and roll, you know that. The king, of course, Elvis and Return to Sender. This is Jake, your main man, Bubby, on the Rock and Roll Radio Greats Reunion Weekend. CBS FM 101.1. Got a lot of calls here. I got to acknowledge these calls. First and foremost, my old buddy, I guess a mentor. He taught me a lot when I came to New York City in 1961 to join WMCA. I was in Chicago before that, but naturally a native Brooklynite. Joe Bogart, who was our music director at WMCA, he called him to say he's got an exclusive for me. He always had that. He found a way of getting Beatles records first. I don't know how he did it. I don't know. I don't want to know why or who he got to. But we got Beatles records first. We got almost everything first, and that's one of the way we competed successfully. And Joe, thank you, baby. I love you. You know that. Also, a call from Artie Deitch. Artie Deitch was a police captain here in New York City. And he retired, went down to Birmingham, Alabama, where he is now the chief of police in Birmingham, Alabama. And he says, hey, Jack, remember the car incident on the West Side Highway? Yes, I do, Artie. You're crazy. You're out of your mind. This guy, there had been a bank robbery, I think, on 158th Street uptown. And we're driving up to Yankee Stadium to watch a giant workout on a Tuesday. And he says, the word is that they had gotten onto the West Side Highway, these bank robbers, and were heading south, and we were heading north. Well, he gets off at 72nd Street. We go to the other side of the road, and he pulls his car across the road, so he's blocking almost all three lanes. He said, we got to do our duty, Jack, and stop him. I said, you have to do your duty, not me. I'm not on the job. Come on, Artie, you're nuts. But they never came that way. They had gotten off at 125th Street, lucky for me. And also, I want to acknowledge out in Islip, Rich Zappia says, just like old times, Jake, I'm on my way to the beach now, and used to half listen, as I did in those days, half listen to ABC, half to MCA. That was the problem. Nobody got a firm foothold. Also, Jim Staycott, my old bus driver, and he called to say hi and wishes me well, and I thank you, and to you, Jim. And also from Kearney, New Jersey, Mike said, whatever happened to Bob Callan? Bob Callan had left WMCA just before I got there, but he was a guy who used to do all the Castro commercials on radio. And I must acknowledge this because this came in on a fax machine. It says, my son, Bobby McGee, having a graduation party today, began at 3 o'clock. If possible, could you wish him all the best of luck in high school? Right now, he's on the honor roll, something I never accomplished, and he's doing great. The best part is he loves CBS FM. Good taste, Bobby, and he loves it like his dad, Bobby McGee Sr. Please put this on between 3:30 and 4. We just did, and good luck and study, kid.
Here's Dick Van Patten for Legend Pharmacies.
There's a legend.
You'll find it at Marshall's.
Our telephone number here at CBS FM is 1-800-367-1101. We are delighted to hear from you. And, you know, as much as is humanly possible, I would like to acknowledge some of the calls over in Queens. Maria and her son, Gary, loves Jack Spector and has missed him. I'm here right now. Take aim. And also in Weehawken, New Jersey, Keith. And Keith makes the observation that yesterday's DJs talk to you, today's talk at you. Well, maybe.
101 CBS FM.
The radio Greats Weekend here on CBS FM 101.1. Great to hear that again. The Righteous Brothers, Unchained Melody. Let me acknowledge this phone call came in from Westchester, Margaret Shoemaker. She has been listening to all of you guys, as she says. She happens to be disabled and blind. Tomorrow is her 23rd wedding anniversary. Please announce. We just did, Margaret. Happy anniversary to you. I don't know where you got hold of this. I'm talking to Barry, who is running the controls here while I sit here and do not much of anything. And he got a piece of me from September 21st of 1968 at WMCA. And, you must be prepared for this, because this is in my formative stage. I was like the larva. And it was that made me, emerge into the beautiful butterfly I am today, right?
Now more music first on The Good Guys Show with Jack Spector.
Hey, it's your main man, Jake Bubby at WMCA, home of The Good Guys. Goodbye, Harry. See you Monday. Born to be Wild, Steppenwolf, WMCA with Jake. It's number 8, The Good Guys Survey at 570 on your dial. Right now, 78 degrees.
Everything's coming up. 57.
Oh, yeah, I'll have some pâté de foie gras, please. It's not kosher. Oh, sorry about that. Cool it, man. Give me matzahs instead. Oh, great Goldie, Lenny Welch, my man. Darling, take me back. I didn't leave.
Stay this weekend where the memories are. The Rock Reunion, CBS FM.
This is the hiccup song.
One, two, three.
Go ahead.
Look at me, please.
Now do it one more time. Come on.
Three, four,
now.
Five.
Thank you.
Look at him shine, Mr. Lee, Mr. Lee. Oh, Mr. Lee, Mr. Lee, Mr. Lee, Mr. Lee.
Yeah, the hiccup song, the Bob Betts and Mr. Lee here on CBS FM 101.1. Again, that phone number, 1-800-367-1101. Strange that the numbers end in 101. I wonder why. Why do you suppose that is? Stations always did that. I mean, we were 5.79. You gave away $5.70. ABC had to give away 7.70. We saved money. Anyway, well, let me acknowledge a lot of calls here. Tom in Flushing and Ira. I know him. Ira from the Bronx and Frank in the Bronx. Joe in Staten Island. Pam from Islip Terrace on the island. Tom in Elizabeth, New Jersey. A lot of guys named Tom here. Stephen in Brooklyn. Joyce in Newark. And Eileen in Spring Valley. Ah, Sonny and Cher. I got you, babe. Yes, but where?
They say we're young and we don't know. I got you, babe.
Sonny and Cher, Mr. and Mrs. Showbiz.
I got you, babe.
Mayor of Palm Springs, is that what he is now? Yeah, hey, listen, the man has risen in the world. I got you, babe, indeed, here on CBS FM 101.1. A lot of calls from Poughkeepsie Mike, and he loves the weekend. He says, hi, Jake. And from a whole bunch of former Sock Hop listeners, let's see, over in Leonardo, New Jersey, Rick, and in Paterson, New Jersey, Tony, loves the Saturday Night Soccer, He says, you sound great, Jake. Brooklyn, Kathy Piccarelli. Oh, yeah. She used to call all the time. And then our former general manager, vice president and general manager, and today the executive director of IRTS, which is the International Radio and Television Society, Steve Lubunsky called in. Hello, Steve. Have you lost weight, you son of a gun? Anyway, he says, congratulations. All you guys sound just great, and I thank you for calling very much. We're going to do a jingle here, then we're going to do my ill-fated record. We're going to do commercials first. Yeah, then we have a real treat for you. I made a record in 1969 after they had landed successfully on the moon. Made a record called Moonflight, which sold a few pieces. We're going to play that for you in a little bit. You know, in America's summer super savers start as low as $138 to $358 round trip from New York. Fares are non-refundable. Other significant restrictions do apply. You call your travel agent or American Airlines. Do it today, why don't you? Let me acknowledge some phone calls here. Again, that phone number is 1-800-367-1101. Over in Bayside, Thelma called, said, good to hear your voice again. Really? Where have you heard it before, you devil? Also, Leo Pintek in Fairfield, Connecticut, is a Sock Hop veteran. Loves the program here. And then Edison, New Jersey, Elise is also a Sock Hop vet. And let me see. In Edison, New Jersey, Billy said, Jack, I love you. Come on, Billy, cool it, will you? Don't be crazy. Montauk, Larry, great to hear all the great greats inspired him to go on the radio. Well, are we responsible for that? I'll tell you what, I'm responsible for this. I take blame for it. And I also took a check for it, too. It's a record I made back in 1969, and it got onto the charts, made number 23 on Billboard and Cashbox. It's really terrible, but, you know, it was an attempt at humor, and it's called Moonflight. I used the name Vic Venus on it.
The Rock Reunion, CBS FM.
This is your reporter, Vic Venus, and we've just made contact with the Achilles 13 moon flight. Let's listen in as Commander Rara puts his crew through their daily exercises.
Put your hands on your head. Bring them down by your side.
How do you feel after that workout, Commander?
Weaker. Weaker.
How about the astronaut on the ceiling? What's your name?
It's Joey Powell.
And where are you from, Joey? May I ask why you volunteered for this important and dangerous mission?
Because I'm a fool for you.
What are you doing with that mysterious green instrument?
And I listen while I play. My green tambourine.
I've been told you're quite a vocalist. Take the mic and sing something for us. Thank you. Now, give me back the mic. Let's talk to the astronaut who just finished eating. How's the food?
Yummy, yummy, yummy. I got love in my tummy.
What's your favorite space meal?
Spicy,
I see you have some pills in front of you. What are they for? How can you swallow such a large pill?
Chew it, 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 baby.
Can you tell us why you volunteered for this mission?
Sheriff got a shotgun.
There must be another reason. Commander Rara, we'd like to ask you some questions now. First of all, I see you've written a letter. How do you expect to mail it? What's your attitude towards space after spending so much time in it?
This is my country.
Commander, what keeps your ship from burning up when you travel at such great speeds?
Yes, it is the rain that falls on me.
If you're confronted by any creatures as you explore the moon's surface, what will you tell them?
Welcome to love. I know you don't know me. Take my hand. There's a lot you can show me.
I see your ship is coming to a stop. Why is that? What happens if you can't get started again?
It's the worst that could happen.
Commander, I'm afraid we've run out of time. Is there any closing comment you'd like to make?
Mercy, mercy, have mercy on me. Mercy, 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 mercy on me.
It's the Rock and Roll Radio Greats Weekend.
Putting a twist on the events in Beijing at 78 degrees in CBS FM.
Remember your favorite DJs,
Jack Spector.
On 101 CBS FM.
There they go, the Gentries, with your main man, Jake Bubby. How are you on a Saturday afternoon on CBS FM 101.1? I want to acknowledge this fax that came through. The Regalia family, I don't know where they're from. Well, it says over here, I suppose. We always listen to CBS FM 101. My sons, Johnny O and Danny, love to sing Do Our Diddy. Actually, that was played earlier, so I'm not going to do it now. But they sing the song with their grandma, Helen. And it's signed Natalie on this fax. I have a guy just came in here. It's a guy I see quite often these days because I'm doing a lot of work with him. But he's a pal. I guess we've been friends over about 25 years now. This will tell you who he is.
Dino on your radio.
Dino.
101 CBS FM.
thank God you played the jingle. I forgot.
Dino on everybody's radio. Dino and I are working together these days at WHLI out on Long Island. And you came in early. You're not even on until tomorrow morning. No, why are you here?
Well, I'm here for two reasons, Jack. First, I had to go to the men's room.
And the secondly, $10 I owe you? And the $10 I owe you.
No, secondly, you have this eyeglass company in Brooklyn, and I bought the glasses from you. The frames are bent. I want you to fix them for me.
You want to make good on this?
No, you know why? I really came in. I'll tell you the truth, honestly. This is going to sound hokey and corny, but you would understand this, and most of the guys would.
Coming from you, yes. Go ahead.
I'm in the dentist chair today. I'm having some work done on my teeth. I'm trapped, and I'm listening to everything that's going on, and I'm getting itchier and itchier by the second. And finally, at about 2 o'clock, I tell the dentist, I'll come back next week. I've got to go to CBS, and I've got to go on the air with Jack.
You know what this is like, Dean? This is like old-timers' day.
Yeah, I know.
In baseball. Same darn thing. Anyway, what we're going to do in this hour, Dean, we're featuring the music, the top 10 songs as of this date in 1965. And number 10 on this date in 65, this song by a gentleman who's no longer with us, Otis Redding.
Been loving you.
Oh, there he was. Otis Redding. I almost said the Wicked Wilson Pickett. No, Otis Redding is who that was. That song was number 10 on this date back in 1965. I've been loving you too long. Let me acknowledge some phone calls, Dino. Vinny called from over in Brooklyn. Went to school with my daughters, my twin daughters. I have Nancy and Lori at Edward R. Murrow High School in Brooklyn. Loves the show. Thinks it's great. Also, Mike called from Staten Island. Jack, do you remember the summer picnic? Oh, do I remember? In July of 66. Remember that? We hit a picnic. 10,000 people found it. Went through 3,000 sweatshirts that day.
They still hate us on Long Island for that.
Oh, boy, and deservedly so. Come on, how much grass we trampled that day. We ruined lawns. We ruined everything. And Terry called in from Bayside. Hi, Jack, enjoying the show. Don't say hi, Jack. Canarsie, Brooklyn, Allen, great to hear you again. Went to school with your daughter. Which one? I've got three. And in Long Island, Russ Engel says the reunion is great. And Gilda in Canarsie remembers winning a Good Guy sweatshirt on my show and my daughter's graduation with Robin and Eileen. Thank you very much for calling. What do we have now? Somebody save me. Tell me what to do here. Are we going to make a little money for the company? Why not? Go ahead.